John Lambie, great result, getting home on Redberg, your very first winner here in Hobart.
It was really good to ride that win here, especially first winner in Hobart, and especially for Dean Wells, which is my boss's son, so I'm very happy in that retrospect.
Now, how many winners is that for you?
That's two now, winners now, and counting.
And counting. Look, the horse has shown a bit of ability in the past, and while he did pay big odds, it wasn't such a surprise once he led.
No, not going by its track work. By its track work, it's been working well, and I had a sort of a slight inkling that it might run a good race today, so wasn't very surprising.
Now, John, you came over from Victoria. You've settled with Leon Wells, of course, Dean's father. He's one of the best mentors in Tasmania, and he's produced some really top-class jockeys, including Daniel Ganderton, Craig Newitt, to name but two, Glenn Smith. You've joined that stable. You've been with him for almost a year now?
Close to about 9-10 months, or maybe 11 months, or something like that, yeah.
And you've settled in really well?
Yeah, he's a really good boss. He's hard but fair. He treats me very well at home and stuff like that, but he can talk to you when you need help and stuff like that. No, he's a very good boss.
You live with the Wells?
Yes, I do.
So Leon's, he makes sure that if he has an apprentice, they have to live with him because he wants to make sure he just, you know, keeps everything on track.
Yeah, that's right. He's strict about going out and always have to be home and... Not like that, but just strict sort of rules like that.
Rules, and you've got to adhere to them.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
All right, well, I'm sure that if you stick to those rules and guidelines with Leon Wells guiding your way, you'll have more success. Let's hope your next winner's not far around the corner, John.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Staples.